inclination.
那过去古代的时候，我们所谓的个人主义 individualism 呢，有几种特征。
In the ancient time, individualism could be characterized in the following ways.
第一个是每个人为自己的利益来打算。
Everyone is thinking about his own interest.
然后每个人强调要独立的思考。
And thinking about independent thinking.
然后我自己做决定。
And I have to have my decision.
我自己做我的主人。
I have to be my own master.
尤其在西方国家会强调维护我个人的权利。
And in some Western country, talk about I have to protect my rights.
我们对于道德方面强调说每个人要很勤奋，要很敬业。
In ethically, we talk about we have to work hard.
特别在我们中国人上一代的人都很强调要努力工作。
Especially in Asia, among Chinese, we talk about we have to work hard.
你不要以为中国人的基因就是会勤奋工作的。
And that's not in our gene, but actually.
90后的中国人大概很少勤奋工作的。
The post-90s, that's not a virtue anymore.
90后都是勤奋的花钱。
And the post-90s like to spend money.
所以勤奋绝对不是我们的遗传基因。
So diligence is actually not in our gene.
这是环境造成的。
It's part of our environment or culture.
在过去虽然讲到个人，但是会强调个人的品格，个人的美德。
In the old time, when we talk about individualism, it talk about the virtue.
我们的英雄人物都是那些有良好的美德的人。
Our heroes are heroes of virtue.
同时我们也盼望能够追求整个社会的整体的进步。
So, we also look for the progression of the whole society.
会想到说我个人对这个社会有什么贡献。
Talk about how am I going to contribute towards this society.
所以这个个人主义不是那么纯粹狭窄的个人。
So, that individualism is actually not that narrow.
现在的年轻人找自我是找什么呢？
But nowadays, the younger generation,
他们在寻找我是谁。
They also ask, who am I?
你是谁？
Who are you?
你是你爸的儿子，你妈的儿子，还是你是谁？
You are the son or daughter of your parents.
现在的人不满意这个答案。
And nowadays, people are no longer satisfied with this answer.
现在的人不希望被别人的框框把他定他是谁。
Nowadays, people don't like to be boxed in.
当然，我们中间年纪大一点的，你有孩子，如果到了中学的话，你就发现。
And those among us have teenage children, we know.
你都觉得青少年的孩子呢，叛逆期。
Teenagers will go through a rebellion period.
你要他做什么，他不要。
We ask them to do something, they say no.
那你要做什么？
So what do you want to do?
我不知道。
I don't know.
这父母就很生气啊。
The parents of course get upset.
你知道你想要做什么？
Do you know what you want to do?
你不要做我要你做的，做你想做的，那我就让你去做嘛。
You don't want to do what I tell you, you want to do what you want to do, go ahead.
你不知道你要做什么，我要你做你又不肯做。
You don't know what you want to do, I ask you to do something, you don't want to do it.
那摆明了就是造反嘛。
Are you a rebel?
这是叛逆期。
This is called rebellion.
其实啊，这是爸妈不了解孩子了。
But actually, the parents are not really understanding the children.
孩子只是，如果跟爸妈说要你做什么，好，听话。
If the children just obey and say yes.
他一说 yes 以后，就爸妈要他做，他只能做什么。
And they only do what the parents ask.
所以他先说 no.
So they say no first.
然后我再来找。
Then they think about it.
所以虽然我没有，但我先说 no.
Role, I don't know. I will say no first.
弟兄们，你要注意哈。
Brothers, pay attention.
女孩子那边哈，很多都是这样子的。
Very often, sisters will act in exactly the same way.
不要 push too hard, 不要太逼的话，要不嫁给我吗？要不嫁给我吗？你喜不喜欢我吗
？Don't push too hard. Keep on asking. Marry me, marry me.
你要问太多，他一定说 no.
If you ask too much, they will say no.
隔三天又回来说。大概可以了。
And after 3 days, they come back and go, maybe.
他不能太早太快就说 yes.
They cannot say yes to soul.
如果他答应了又反悔，变成他变心了。
If they say yes and they change their mind, then it's not very nice.
先说不要再要，不是好事一桩吗？
Say no first, then saying yes, then become something better.
很多年轻人是这样子的。
Many young people act this way.
他不知道自己是谁。
They don't really know who
they are. 不知道自己要做什么。
They don't know what they want to do.
但是先对别人跟他讲的都是 no.
But they say no to anything that's said to them.
所以你会觉得，哎呀，这年轻人真的搞不清楚他们干什么。
So sometimes we don't know what they want.
现代的人呢，最喜欢说的就是怎么样发展内在的潜能。
And nowadays, we like to promote our inner potential.
哇，这种的课程很多哎。
And there are many, many courses out there.
连基督教的圈子里也很多讲这种课程的。
Even among churches, we talk about that.
你信耶稣以后。
After you believe in Jesus.
耶稣会开发你的内在潜能。
Jesus is going to open up your inner potential.
哇，认识耶稣以后。
After you know Jesus.
你会变成超人。
You will become a hero.
如果你这样讲，很多人都要来信。
If you say this, many people will come.
现在呢，很多人很讲究谈论到自我肯定。
Many people talk about self-assertion.
然后强调要怎么样维护你的自尊心。
And you have to keep your self-esteem.
现在的父母呢，常常听到老师啦，各地方人会这样说的。
And many times the parents will hear the teacher say.
不要常常逼你的孩子。
Don't push your kids too hard.
不要骂你的孩子。
Don't rebuke them.
你会伤害他的自尊心。
You are going to hurt their self-esteem.
他小小的脆弱的自尊心被你伤害了。
Very, very fragile self-esteem.
以后长大他就会自卑的。
If they grow up, they are going to have self-esteem.
对你孩子说什么呢？
What are you going to say?
你要对你孩子说 You are so good. You are so pretty. 这么漂亮，好能干哦。
You have to keep on praise your children. Say, you are beautiful. You are good.
我们怎么长大的？
How did we grow up?
我想你们长大的时候都是被爸妈骂大的。
Actually, when we grow up, our parents just keep on scolding us.
98分，那两分到哪去了？
98, what happened to the two?
所以他只问那少的两分去哪里了。
They only ask, what's the missing two?
现在呢考58。
Nowadays, if a kid gets 58.
哦好好哦只差两分就及格了耶。
Parents say, oh, only two, you will make it.
哎呀现在很多我有时候我以前现在很早看到了我现在没机会看以前我看报纸哈。
In the old time when I read newspaper,
台湾报纸很好看。
In the Taiwanese newspaper, it's fun.
很多专栏。
Many, many columns.
我最喜欢偷看的是妇女专栏。
What I like to read is the women's column.
弟兄干嘛看妇女专栏呢？
Why should a man read women's column?
弟兄，我告诉你啊。
Brothers.
这是孙子兵法哎。
You have to know the 孙子 strategy.
知己要知彼耶。
When you know yourself, you have to know the other party as well.
才会百战百胜耶。
Then you will be victorious all the time.
否则你老婆做了什么事你都不知道耶。
Otherwise, you don't even know what your wife is thinking.
有一天我就看到了。
One day.
他的妇女专栏专家告诉妇女们。
One day, the specialist told the women.
因为如果你又上班又做妈妈，哎呀，两面不是人的。
If you're working and you're a mother,
孩子嘛就觉得这个妈每次回家都找不到妈。
And the children are complaining, when I come back, I cannot see you.
老板就觉得你怎么快一下班就急急忙忙就回家了。
And your boss think, after you, how come you just rush home every day?
然后不肯加班。
You will never work overtime.
哎呀自我形象不好。
A self-esteem is really low.
哎呀急急忙忙要送孩子上学啊。
In the morning, have to rush the kids to the school.
老公要喝咖啡啊。
And have to, the husband had to want to drink coffee.
还要给他煎蛋。
And have to fry the egg for him.
到最后要上班的时候都来不及化妆。
And when it's time to go to work, no time for makeup.
所以每天就扎一个马尾巴嘛。
Every day, just quickly put out the hair.
即使那个马尾巴我都佩服哎。
Actually, sometimes admire what the women do.
有时候我太太叫我帮我女儿扎马尾巴，我怎么扎都不会扎。
Sometimes when my wife asks me to fix the hair for my daughter, I don't know what to do.
一团乱草这样子。
Sometimes I think the hair looks like weeds.
那个专家就劝告所有的妇女们。
So that's colon specialist advice.
你老公没有咖啡喝，由他去。
If your husband doesn't have coffee,
要煎蛋自己煎。
If he want to eat fried egg, let him do it.
一定要化妆。
Yeah, you have to do makeup.
你如果不看，第二天早上咖啡没有，你都不知道怎么回事。
Otherwise, if you don't know, if there's no coffee, you don't even know what happened.
你怎么死的，你都不知道。
You don't even know what happened.
还好我偷看到了。
Thank goodness, I look at, I read.
我放心，我老婆从来不看报纸的。
That's okay, my wife doesn't read it.
而且我本来就不喝咖啡。
And I don't drink coffee.
然后那个专家说不要扎马尾巴。
And especially, don't forget about the hair.
第二天我的两个秘书本来都扎马尾巴的，立刻换发型了。
Next day, the women, the girls changed their hairstyle.
我事先看到我都知道哎。
I read it ahead of time, so I know.
不然我说，哎，整个秘书怎么忽然间梳起漂亮的发型来了？
Otherwise, I'm going to be so surprised. How come my secretary changed hairstyle?
但是最关键的还不是这个。
The key point is not this.
化妆完了，要出门前再照照镜子。
After makeup, you have to look at the mirror before you go out. 免
得眉毛只画一边，早画一边。
Such that your makeup is complete.
然后对着镜子。
And look at the mirror.
要说三次。
And have to say three times.
我很漂亮。我很漂亮，我很漂亮，然后告。
Have to convince I'm beautiful, I'm beautiful, I'm beautiful.
哦，这才是关键。
That is the key.
这叫自我肯定。
This self assertion.
但我发现了很多人看报纸哈，跟读圣经一样，都没注意到细节。
But I noticed many people read the newspaper just like reading the Bible, never notice the details.
那个专家说，你对你自己说三次，我很漂亮。
The specialist say to yourself three times, I'm beautiful.
有人大概是自卑感，他对自己说了八次。
Some people maybe low self-esteem, so she said eight times.
这叫自我催眠。
This is called hypnosis yourself.
你就真的以为你很漂亮吗？
Do you really think you are beautiful?
广东话说，你有没有搞错？
I think you got it wrong.
他走在马路上那个样子。
When you walk on the street,
就像美发精的广告一样。
And it kind of looks like the advertisement.
那洗那个头发的洗发精的广告呢？那个女孩子会这样，头发这样，一甩哟。
You know, in the shampoo advertisement, the girls like to put their hair.
所以有些人走在马路常常就是不经意的头这样甩一下，甩一下。
Some ladies they would do the same thing on the street.
哎，男孩子也会哦。
By the way, the guys do the same thing.
走在路上就一副像刘德华一样。
And on the street, they will act like 刘德华。
吃错药了啦。
Maybe you
你药量吃太多了。那就像火鸡过马路。
And a little bit like the turkey crossing the street.
我在台湾，没有吃过火鸡肉，也看过火鸡过马路。
In Taiwan, though I never had turkey, but I saw them crossing the street.
火鸡过马路都是昂头挺胸。
The turkey when they cross the street, they
走走走就会，它就会咕咕咕叫两声的。
They put their head up and they will croak.
所以自我肯定太多就会变这样。
Assert themselves too much and you become the turkey.
可是连基督教的书房都很多这种书啊。
But however, how come there are so many books like this in the Christian bookstore?
然后现在的人呢，希望自我感觉良好。
And they want to think of themselves good.
那基督徒也是如此的。
The believers also do the same thing.
然后呢，我们寻求内在一致。
We talk about the inner unity.
你听过在教会里常常办这种内在一致特会吗？
We talk about the inner healing.
这是现代人最欢迎的。
And that is the most popular nowadays.
为什么要内在医治？
Why would we need inner healing?
因为我内心伤心破碎啊。
Because my heart is broken.
这样的人最讨厌牧师讲先知书了。
And this kind of people hate the pastor preaching from the prophets.
我神学院毕业就是每一个礼拜解经讲道。
And after I graduate from seminary, every week I exegete and I preach.
然后每本书都讲。
And I go through the whole Bible.
每一章都讲。
Every chapter.
有一次我讲耶利米书讲了16次。
And every once I preach from Jeremiah 16 times.
有个姐妹打电话到办公室来。
So one sister called the office.
牧师啊，拜托你了啦，不要再讲耶利米了啦。
And she complained, Pastor, please get away from Jeremiah.
我们已经被骂了16次了啦。
We have been rebuked 16 times.
我也不是犹太人。
I'm not a Jew.
我也没有拜偶像。
I am not worshiping idols.
拼命骂我们。
How come you are keep on rebuking us?
我说这是圣经哎。
Well, this is the Bible.
先知书哎。
Prophets.
我问他说你看不看先知书的
？Do you read the prophets?
我不看。
No.
为什么？
Why?
都是骂人的。
Oh, keep on rebuking me.
Oh, 礼拜天你把你圣经拿给我看。
So, on Sunday, show me your Bible.
把你不看的都撕掉。
Pull out all the pages that you never read.
我要看看你这个读者文摘圣经剩几页。
I want to see your Reader's Digest version.
你看什么不看什么。
What do you read? What do you not read?
他听懂了。好一阵子不说话。
She kind of understood it and kind of kept quiet.
隔了一阵子，电话又讲了。
After a while, the phone rang again.
可是庄牧师，我们都是伤心破碎的人了啦。
But Pastor John, we are heartbroken people.
多讲一点鼓励的好不好
？Couldn't you say something more comforting?
如果你是牧师、传道人
，If you are pastor,
你要不要应听众要求换题目啊？
Are you going to change your topic according to audience opinion?
所以现在牧师很少，越来越少讲这种道了。
So nowadays the pastor don't like to preach.
先知书很难讲哎。
Prophets are difficult.
耶利米更难讲哎。
Jeremiah is the worst.
他是流泪的先知哎。
He is the weeping prophet.
亲眼看见耶路撒冷沦陷的。
He saw the Jerusalem falling.
啊，所以又伤心又气愤。
He was weeping and he was mourning as well angry.
可是这是圣经耶
But this is in the Bible.
提醒我们呢
Remind us.
我们可能没有那个有形的偶像
We may not see that visible idol.
我们有其他的偶像
But we have kept many other idols.
可是现代人很注重、哦、我里面是破碎的
But so many people emphasize I'm broken.
哦，所以要安慰我
So please comfort me.
所以我不知道非圣怎么样哈
I don't know about BSOP.
我不知道里面有没有教牧学博士班。
We don't know whether we have a pastoral theology.
或者是硕士班。
Or MDiv.
最多学生是什么班？教牧辅导学啦。
Many people like to do counseling.
因为这个 market 很大。
Because it has a huge market out there.
很多顾客啊。
Many customers.
全教会都是伤心破碎的。
Your church is packed with heartbroken people.
所以牧师都不讲道了，就去安慰伤心破碎的人就好了。
The pastor don't have to preach; they just have to counsel and comfort the people.
我们看重什么呢？能力。
We emphasize power.
这个能力呢，一种是智商 IQ.
One is IQ, our intelligence.
那现在大家明白了 ，IQ 是遗传的啦。
But IQ is from your gene.
你生下来 IQ 多少就是 IQ 多少了。
Your IQ when you were born, that's it.
达尔文也帮不了忙了。
Darwin is not going to help you.
我只有小学做过一次 IQ test.
I did a test, IQ test when I was little.
那人家告诉我，你到大学再做还是一样的。
When you are in the university, the score is going to be the same.
所以我知道 IQ 我多少。
So I know my IQ.
我不会告诉你。
I'm not going to tell you.
现在人重视 EQ 了。
But nowadays we emphasize EQ.
EQ 是情绪商数。
Talk about your emotional quality.
就说碰到压力不会哭。
So when you face a difficulty, you are going to weep.
哦，要怎么样能够对抗环境的那个压力
？And we can resist the pressure from our environment.
哇，也有很多基督徒讲什么高 EQ 的教会，你听过吗
？And Christian talk about the high EQ church.
然后我们追求自我梦想的实现。
We talk about how are we going to realize our dream.
那基督徒用一个很好的名词
And the Christians like to use this term.
Vision.
We talk about vision.
所以我们跟竞选一样，每次都讲 V, yeah.
And we almost like the campaigns, we go V.
那这个梦想是什么？
What is a dream?
我们就说很有意向。
We talk about vision.
有一次我到一个地方讲到。
Once I was preaching.
最后聚完会以后，有一个年轻人送我去机场。
Afterwards, a young man drove me to the airport.
然后那个弟兄就说，哦，我们新来一个年轻的牧师，神学院刚毕业的。
The young man told me, we have a new young pastor just from the seminary.
他很有意向哎。
He has vision.
我说他有什么意向？
What kind of vision? I asked.
他说我们教会现在只有100多个人。
Our church only has about 100 people.
他有一个意向说我们教会会长到1000多人。
He has a vision, our church should grow to 1,000.
我们借美国人教会聚会。
We are borrowing someone else's church.
我们准备要建堂。
We plan to build.
他告诉我们执事会。
He told our deacons.
要建堂的话，会堂至少要坐1500人。
He told our deacons, the building should be able to accommodate 1,000 and 500 people.
现在我们只有100，但你要有意向，我们要做1500。
We only have 100 people. He has a vision for 1,500.
旁边要盖一个宣教大楼。
We have the vision, a mission building right beside it.
因为将来全世界的牧师都会来这里学习。
And all the pastors from all over the world should come here to learn.
Wow, 好大的梦哦。
Wow, huge dream.
我跟他说 ，I'm not a prophet, and I'm working in a non-profit organization, but I am going to prophesy. 我要先做一点预言，这个牧师不到两年就被 fire。
I'm going to make a prophet, a prophecy role. I'm not a prophet. This pastor is going to fire in 2 years.
做梦了
，dreamer。
世界宣教大楼不是去世界宣教，是世界的牧师来跟你学习。
And the world mission is not sending people out into the world, but want people to come here to learn from you.
而你神学院才刚毕业。
You have just graduated from
seminary. 什么都还没有哎。
What do you know?
已经梦想世界各地的牧师来跟你学习。
You are dreaming all the other people are going to learn from you.
这是耶利米警告他的文士巴录的话。
This is exactly what Jeremiah warned his scribe, Barak.
你要为自己图谋大事吗？不要图谋。
Are you going to plan huge, big things, big plan for yourself?
Don't. 虽然你说是为神立大志。
Though you talk about it's for God.
很多时候是为自己。
Very often it's for self.
人家来到你这里来朝圣。
You want people to come here to worship you.
所以今天社会的畸形现象有一些，特别在美国。
There are many strange things going on in the world, especially in US.
他们有人调查。
Some people do a survey.
在美国的高中学生。
Among high school students.
如果问你自己认为你的表现成绩各方面是 above average, 就是超过平均线。
They ask high school students, do you think your performance is above average?
或者低于平均值。
Or below.
全美国只有 2% 的人认为自己低于平均值。
Only 2% say I'm below.
因为这统计就是有 50% 是低于平均线嘛。
And according to survey, it should be 50%.
只有 2% 认为自己低于平均值。
But only 2%recognize that.
有 5% 的学生
and 5%
认为自己是最高的 top 1%.
They think they are the top 1%.
大陆也给他们一个怪怪的名词叫做尖子。
And we talk them the top tees.
我们台湾听到尖子就听到马上想到很奸诈的那个尖子。
Maybe we would think it's someone who's cunning.
就大陆的说法是很尖锐的，或戳破麻布袋的那种尖子的。
But we actually talk about the sharpening one that's going to break the back.
那 top 1% 就应该只有 1% 的认为自己是 top percent 的，就5%就5倍的人认为自己是最高的。
According to reality, the top 1% should be 1% think that way, but 5%, five times think that way.
全世界做 counseling, 心理辅导员的，全世界的 counselor 有三分之一在美国。
One third of the counselor reside in US.
美国的 counselor 比牙医还多两倍。
And the counselors are double the number of dentists.
好像全美国人每个人都有毛病哎。
Maybe everyone has a problem.
而且美国公元2002年 ,74% 的人不相信人有原罪。
And in 2002, according to the survey, 74% don't believe original sin.
甚至那些自称是重生得救的人，有一半以上 ,52% 不认为人有原罪。
Even those who claim they are born again, 52% don't believe in original sin.
也就是说，他们自我感觉良好啊。
They think they are very good.
美国只有8%是真正我们算起来是重生得救的基督徒。
And only 8% of the Americans, they are real Christians, but only 60% think they.
但是有60%的美国人认为它里面有神与它同在。
But 60% believe that God is with them.
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
美国人口中有50%不是得救的基督徒，但自认为有神在他心里面。
So only 8% they are Christians, but more than 50%, 60% think they have God.
所以后现代的社会，他们不再强调美德，而强调价值。
So postmodernity don't no longer talk about virtue, they talk about value.
他们也从品格转向为性格。
They change from character to personality.
品格有好的不好的。
Character, we talk about good and bad.
性格没有好坏的。
Personality, not so.
所以因此就不再有什么好坏的区别了。
So we no longer distinguish between good and bad.
过去我们谈到人的本性。
We used to talk about the nature of a human being.
现在很多人只强调当了自我这个 self.
But nowadays we talk about self.
以前我们重点是放在罪恶感，所以要认罪悔改。
So we used to talk about guilt, sin. We need to repent.
那现在人强调的是羞耻感。
But nowadays we talk about shame.
羞耻感跟罪恶感什么不同？
What's the difference between shame and guilt?
罪恶感是垂直的，我得罪神。
Guilt, we talk about we have offended God.
羞耻感呢？
Shame.
我对不起大家。
I'm so shameful. I did not meet other people's requirement.
大家都做了，我也做，我就没有羞耻感了。
But if everybody's doing it, I'm doing it.
我们集体贪污。我们集体贪污。
So we are corrupted together.
那我就没有羞耻感了。
So I no longer feel shame.
长官也贪污，我也贪污。
My boss,
我同事也贪污。
My boss is corrupted, so am I, so is my co-worker.
所以我们没有羞耻感。
So we no longer feel shame.
也没有罪恶感。
We don't feel guilty either.
那教会呢？
How about church?
1980年以来，基督教的书90%是讲到追求自我的。
Since 1980, about 90% of the books start to talk about self potential.
神学院当中最热门的课程跟学位是关于辅导学的。
And the most popular course in seminary is counseling.
越大的教会的牧师越像是一个演员，或者是公司的大老板 CEO。
And many of the pastor of huge, big churches, they are more like actors or CEOs.
他不再是一个牧养羊群的牧者。
They are no longer pastors.
赵庸基牧师。
赵庸基。
有人说他一生没有探访过一个人。
Some people said he never visited anyone.
教会很大。
But he has a huge church.
教会大的秘诀就是不要探访。
And maybe his secret is don't visit.
他教会刚开始的时候。
When his church started,
他去租一个几千人的大帐篷。
He rented a tent for a few thousand people.
第一次聚会。
The first meeting.
只有三个人。
There were only three people.
他是讲员。
He was a speaker.
他太太领师。
His wife is a inspiration
leader. 下面坐的是他岳母。
And his mother-in-law sat down there.
所以第一天开始就没有探访。
And he never visited.
因为这个岳母住他家。
And his mother-in-law lived with him.
现在几十万人了，探访谁啊？
And nowadays, who to visit?
所以他这个牧师绝对不是探访的牧师。
And he's not visiting.
现在牧师被最批评或者看重的是他的领导力。
And nowadays we talk about the leadership of the pastor.
而不是谈这个牧师有没有圣洁的品格。
We are not talking about his character.
信徒热衷追求的是幸福与成功。
And the believers look for prosperity.
而不是寻求在神里面的平安或者救赎。
And they are not looking for peace and redemption.
那我刚提到了我们现在看重的横向的人跟人之间的羞耻感。
Nowadays, we emphasize on the horizontal relationship of shame.
我们不看重纵向的跟神和好的那个罪恶感的问题。
We are no longer emphasizing the reconciliation in the vertical direction.
所以自我这种追求自我的运动会让人感觉自我良好，自我感觉良好。
So this movement to search for self will often make us feel good.
而不是让人成为一个更好的人。
But they don't necessarily make us better.
总是好像在做心理治疗的。
We are always doing healing.
而不是那种伦理性的，让你知道什么是对与错的。
But we are not teaching what's right and what's wrong.
而且追求自我会让人更加自我中心。
And self-seeking will make us even more self-centered.
那背十字架舍己，好像这个观念很少在教会提到。
So nowadays we no longer preach. We have to deny ourselves and carry our cross.
对基督徒来说
，For Christians，
我不认为这个 self-realization 就是实现自我这个东西是我们应该追求的。
I don't think self-realization is really what our goal should be.
我觉得应该是倒过来说，是 Christ realization， 就是让基督在我生命当中体现出来。
But we should do Christ realization to realize Christ in our life.
因此呢，最后我用一节圣经跟大家分享做结束。
At the end, I would like to share with you one passage.
很熟悉的圣经，约翰福音十二章二十四、二十五节。
John chapter 12, verse 24-25.
我想大家很熟，我翻到的话，我们一起念这两节圣经，约翰福音十二章二十四、二十五节。翻到的话我们请念。
John 12:24-25. Let's read that together.
如果读英文的，请你自己读。
And English or Chinese, let's read it together.
好，二十五节，请。我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失上生命。在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。二十五节是一个很有名的，我们叫做悖论。
There's a paradox in verse 25.
什么叫悖论？
What is a paradox?
两个看来自相矛盾的话放在一起。
What sounds contradictory?
然后来表达一个真理。
But it's expressing a truth.
他说爱惜生命的就失上生命。
They talk about those who love their life will lose their life.
恨恶生命的会保守生命。
Those who hate their life will have their life.
你不觉得有点怪怪的吗？
Doesn't sound strange?
听起来好像是这么说的。
But it doesn't sound right.
一个人恨恶自己的生命，不想活了。
Someone who hates his life doesn't want to live.
天天说来个戏了，来个戏了，去死了，去死了，不要活了。
Let me die, let me die.
他会活很久。
He's going to live a long time.
大部分的女人都有比较高的自杀倾向。
Sometimes the women have this inclination.
他常常会说啊，活得不耐烦了，要去死了。
常常说，Oh, let me die.
全世界都发现，男人自杀率比女人高一倍。
But however, the suicide rate men is much higher than women.
所以男女有别哈。
So there's a big difference between men and women.
我结婚前都要警告的。
And this is a warning.
男人是什么呢？
What do men do?
用福建话来说哈，大波浪都是点点啊来去死的啦，就是男人就是那种静悄悄什么都不说就去死的人呐、啊。
Men usually take action and go and die without saying anything.
那你常常说啊要死了要死了，哎还活很久。
But those who say keep on saying I'm going to die, don't die.
所以心理学家告诉男人们，你要学女人，常常说不要活了，不要活了，活得没有意思，你就可以活很久。
So the counseling especially tell the man, just put it in your mouth and then you are going to live a long time.
爱惜生命的呢？
Those who love their life.
生怕吃的这个有癌哦，那个东西会怎么样哦？
They are so afraid to touch this, it will cause cancer, and eat that, and it's a problem.
我住在美国东岸 Boston.
I live in Boston, in US.
我们的名产 Boston 的大龙虾。
We have crabs in Boston.
有的人来了不敢吃。
And some people dare not eat the lobster.
哦，胆固醇太高了。
Or too much cholesterol.
不敢吃龙虾了，会早死。
And eating lobster, you will die.
恨我自己的生命，不怕死的，就去吃。
And if you hate your life, you go and eat lobster.
因为爱惜生命的，就会失丧生命。
Those who love your life, you are going to lose your life.
不，有些人你要搞清楚啊，胆固醇有很多种啦。
But you have to know there are many types of cholesterol.
深海的大龙虾 ，OK。
And the big lobster from the sea, it's okay.
深海的大龙虾，它能够那么高的海水的压力不会凝结，就是那个好的胆固醇啊。
It has good cholesterol.
不要吃养殖的草虾了。
And forget about those farm shrimps.
我告诉你，那个草虾那种虾子，吃小小只两三只哦，比我们的大龙虾还要糟糕。
Those small shrimps will give you more cholesterol than the big lobster.
但耶稣肯定不是讲这个的嘛。
But of course, Jesus was not talking about lobster.
他绝对不是要你去每天说去死啊，要去死啊，这样没有这样。
And he is not telling us to keep on saying die and die.
其实耶稣用两个希腊文。
Actually, Jesus used two Greek words.
代表两个生命。
It represents two lives.
中文翻不出来了。
In Chinese, it doesn't come through.
英文也翻不出来了。
Even in English, it doesn't come through.
我们中间有少数的会讲福建话的，嘿。这个圣经哦，除了希腊文，就只能用福建话翻译才翻译得出来。
And this Bible verse, you have to use Amoy if you don't know Greek.
所以哈、哦，来了那马尼拉没有学会厦门话就回去哈、哦，你白来了啦。
So if you come to Manila, you cannot learn Amoy. What a waste!
我用厦门话念一次给你听，你就懂。
And let him read in Amoy.
听受你的生命，你就失去你的活命。在世间上混恶，你自己的生命，你要保守你的活命，一直到永永远远。所以一个是性命啦，那个字叫做 psyche， 是肉体生命啦。
So one, the first one is a psyche life.
那个生命在约翰福音用的时候，总是指的肉体的会消灭的生命。
You talk about a physical perishable life.
第二个生命是 zoe， 那个字通常是指永生的那个生命。
And second is zoe, which means our eternal life.
是属灵的生命。
A spiritual life.
可以存到永远的了。
That's going to go for eternity.
你爱惜你的 psyche 那个肉体的生命。
If we treasure our psyche, our physical life.
你就失去你的 zoe 那个永恒生命。
We're going to lose zoe, our spiritual life.
其实这两个希腊文、哦、原文是可以交换使用的。
In Greek, actually, sometimes two words are interchangeable.
Zoe 这个字哈，也许你不懂啊，
maybe,
不懂希腊文。
Maybe Zoe, you don't know this word.
很容易学了。
It's very easy.
那个字哈，跟动物园一样的。
That zoology come from the same word.
有些人哦，连英文都不懂哦。
Some people they don't know even know English.
我的司机只有小学毕业，没有学过英文。
My driver only has a elementary school.
他知道动物园在哪里。
He knows where the zoo is.
他告诉我说：“哦，那个200号啦。”
He said, "Oh, 200."
我说：“动物园在200号。”
What 200?
Zoo 写起来不是200吗？
He said zoo, say oh oh, 200.
所以你不懂英文也应该知道动物园嘛 ，zoo 嘛。
So even if you don't know English, you should know what zoo is.
那 zoo 就是从 zoe, z o e 来的嘛。
And zoo, say oh oh, actually come from zoe, say oh e.
Pasukena. 就是那个心理学那个字的 psychology 啦，
and,
那前面的
psychology actually come from the same root.
约翰是。把一个当肉体的生命，一个当属灵的生命。
So John distinguished between the physical life and the spiritual life.
不同生命的境界跟内涵。
There has a completely different quality.
一个好像种子。
One is like a seed.
一个好像成熟的那个植物。
The other like a mature plant.
所以耶稣是说，答案在前面二十四节，一粒麦子是一个麦粒子哦。
Jesus talked about a kernel, a grain.
如果不把它种下去，
if it's not planted,
永远是一粒麦粒子，
it remains one.
你把它种下去，
if you plant it,
几个月以后，
after a few months,
长成一个丰满的麦子，有几百个麦穗，
it becomes a wheat and it has many grains.
那个成熟的麦子就是 Zoe.
And that is the complete.Life, Zoe.
那个麦粒子就是 Pasuke.
And that first grain is a Pasuke.
你珍惜这个 Pasuke, 你就没有 Zoe 了。
If you treasure the Pasuke, you will never get the Zoe.
好像种子跟果树一样，两个不同的境界。
It's like the seed and the tree.
所以今天很流行的观念是自我。
So today we talk about preserving the self.
要肯定这个自我。
要 assert the self.
而且好像要保守那一粒麦粒子一样。
It's like we are trying to protect that grain.
你要保守那个吗？
Are you sure we want
to protect that? 你珍惜那个吗？
Are we treasuring that?
你就会失去你的 Zoe, 属灵生命的。
But we are going to lose the Zoe.
圣经上教的是否定自我。
The Bible teaches us to deny the self.
我们说舍己，英文是 deny yourself， 就是否定自我，不是肯定自我。
We talk about deny self, not assert self.
但是要经过否定，你才会到真正的肯定。
Through denial, we will have final realization.
你否定自我现在的现象。
We deny what is present with the self.
我们否定我是可以自给自足的。
We deny the fact.I'm sufficient.
我否定我是知道真正的对与错的。
We deny, we know everything right and wrong.
所以我愿意靠主的恩典。
So therefore I live under God's grace.
寻求神的拯救。
Searching for his salvation.
愿意为主而活。
We are willing to live for Christ.
这样情况下你就会进入丰盛的生命。
In that case, we are going to enter abundant life.
所以一粒麦粒就会变成一颗成熟的麦子。
So a grain will become a full plant.
所以整个是从否定开始。
Starting from denial.
最后才是丰富。
Then it becomes abundance.
你一开头就自我肯定。
If we assert ourselves at the beginning.
你就得不到在神里面的丰富生命。
We'll never reach abundance.
所以我们对于当代的年轻人。
So,let me say this to the young people.
我们可以这样的跟他们分享。
That we can share it this way.
帮助他们走出自我的那个陷阱。
Let's break out of the self trap.
真正找到丰富的自我。
And find the abundant self.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，在现今这样一个时代，每个人都在追求自我，但是我们好像走错了方向。我们越追求自我，我们越容易失丧自我，我们的生命就不再是丰盛，相反的，我们的生命充满了各样的虚空。求主帮助我们知道怎么样能够愿意靠主的恩典舍己背十字架来跟随你，因为你告诉我们说你来了为了叫我们得生命，而且得的是更丰盛的生命。因此当我们愿意舍己，把自己好像一粒麦子种下去的时候，我们才能够在那里得到丰盛的永恒的生命。谢谢你的话语对我们的提醒，也让我们对现今的世代有这样一个负担感动，知道怎么样来向他们传扬你的福音。垂听我们有声和无声的祈祷， 奉靠救主耶稣基督的名，阿门。